next weekend, you know, so that the people can once again have that. And I want to encourage all of you out there in Radio Land to get your pencil and get your pass so that you can take down that information, so that you can take down those numbers that are going to bring, that are going to share. You have some direction, you know, and if you're interested or need further information, then you can contact them, man, at the numbers that they're going to give to you. And I encourage you, you know, and say wherever you know the gospel of the kingdom and kingdom-minded people and kingdom-oriented people in or are sharing, you know, it's always been important for us to take part of that. So that we, that's for what purpose? So that we can grow in the knowledge of God's will for our lives, as Pastor Early was saying, so that when he do come, then we can be ready. Hallelujah. Because that's one thing we don't want to do. We don't, like she said, we don't want to be like them five foolish virgins. Hallelujah. That when he came, they weren't ready. Hallelujah. What we want to do is continue, man, to prepare ourselves to get ready. So all the functions that we put on, the kingdom-minded people, the kingdom-oriented people, the people who they number one priority is not developing their ministry, not developing them or anything else, but the re-establishment of God's kingdom back upon the earth. That's God's number one priority. And that's what he told us that they were sharing with us. You know, seek that first. Make that your number one priority. What? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because as he was saying, boy, where your treasures are, that's where your heart will be. And let me tell you something about this gospel of the kingdom and the kingdom of heaven. That's the greatest treasure of all. Hallelujah. Boy, Jesus said, man, gave a parable. He said, the kingdom of God is like a treasure that's hid in the field. Good God Almighty. And boy, when you discover that treasure,
amen,
you'll go sell everything that you got, man. You know, why? And the purchase, boy, that field. Why? So that you could get that treasure that's in there. Because that treasure that's in there is greater than all the treasures that we could have. Like Apollo was saying, you won't even have to take no thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, how you're going to make it, none of those things like that. Why? Because with that treasure, well, your Heavenly Father know that we have need of all these things. And if we know that we have need of all them things, we quote the scriptures all the time. Our God shall supply all of our needs. Like Apollo was saying, boy, give the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. Why? Because in the kingdom is everything that you need. Thank I'm talking about from A to Z. Spirit, soul, and body. What I said? In the kingdom. The answer, man, the solution, man, to all our questions and all our problems, man, you know, that's where that's in. All our blessings and everything else, that's where that's in. All our healing and deliverance and provisions and deliverance, and that's where that's in. That's where our salvation is there. That's where the grace of God is there. That's where all our blessings. God has blessed us, man, in every area of our life. Hallelujah. But those blessings are in the heavenly places. So, boy, when we discover, boy, that treasure, what treasure? The gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? The good news, boy, that kingdom of heaven that we all, man, desire to spend eternity in, man, that Jesus Christ say, hey, listen, I come to bring that to you. Instead of me trying to come and get you, man, to it, I come to prepare you, man, for the fullness of it. And like Pastor Earlene said, you know, it don't come with observation. It ain't over here. It ain't over there. It's on the inside of us. And the kingdom that God come to set up on this earth is not so much in the beginning. The first process is the physical kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom. And that spiritual kingdom is that which he impart and put on the inside of us. Where's the kingdom of God? It's within us. That's where it starts at. It don't start on the earth. It starts in the earth. What's in the earth? In God's people, in us. Yeah. And if we get that on the inside of us, in our intellect, in our soul, in our conscience, in our mind, in our emotions, in our attitudes, well, in us. That's the preparation stage that Pastor Earlene was talking about, boys. Well, how we prepare, boy? Get that on the inside of us. And then when it get on the inside of us, hallelujah, then it can be manifested on the earth. Glory to God. But where it starts at? It starts on the inside of us. How does it start? Through preparation and edifying and building one another up in the ministry that God has given us. What? To prepare us, man, so that when Jesus Christ do come back, Hallelujah. Then we'll be ready. Like Pastor Arlene was saying, we don't know the day or the hour, but it also tells us, boy, over there, boy, in that book that you were reading in, you say, you know, all like you said, all these things already happened. But this gospel of the kingdom, glory to God, yeah, shall be preached in every nation as a test, in all the world, to every nation as a testimony. Then the end gonna come. When it gonna come? When this gospel of the kingdom, glory to God. That's what the word say. I don't know about what the religion say, and what people say, and what pastors say, because you got a lot of stuff out there. You know what I mean? Well, they have good intention, but again, you know, our God-given destiny depends on the quality of the knowledge that we have. So we just can't get stuck, man, and stay still in a theology or nothing like that. We got to go on, man, to receive the end of our salvation. What's that? That's the salvation of our soul, our mind, our will, our emotion, our attitude. So in saying that, man, you know, the subject matter to all our messages, the subject matter should always be, man, the kingdom of God and the reestablishment of that kingdom of God. In other words, all our messages are supposed to be leading them to them. The reestablishment and the advancement and the expansion of God's will on the earth. And when, how God's will gonna get on the earth? When the kingdom comes. The kingdom came 2,000 years ago. Now what we got to do is grow in the knowledge of it. Hallelujah. And how are we going to grow in the knowledge of it, man? God gave us gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, what? For the perfecting of the saints. What, like Pastor earlier said, for the perfecting of the saints, to get us prepared. So that when Jesus Christ do come back, hallelujah, boy, we're looking for him. And we're saying, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when he comes back, that's the millennial reign. That's the 1,000-year reign. When he comes back, he's going to establish, boy, the physical kingdom on the earth. Hallelujah. In its fullness. And let me tell you something. In that time right there, hallelujah. All those that, man, until then, who are walking by faith, like Father was saying, man, the living by faith, man, and the good news about this kingdom and the good news that it gives the Father great pleasure to give it to us. The good news about his door, that boy, when he come back, he going to say, come, all you who are blessed are your Father, and yes, get Lord, your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. So what's the message of us? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we have need of will be added unto us. Hallelujah. What's the good news, boy? All of your inheritance. What's our inheritance? The kingdom of heaven. Yes, what's the treasure that we have? The kingdom of heaven. Listen, that's your inheritance. What? That's your inheritance.
Yes.
That belongs to us. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something. And watch this. A will does not go into effect until after the testator dies.
That's right.
That's why, man, you know, Jesus Christ come, boy, and he hung, bled, and died. That's good news. Why? Because, boy, that makes, man, the will in full effect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the testator has died. And not only did he die, but then he rose from the dead to make sure that the will be carried out. Well, we got to come to the knowledge of it ain't something that we got to wait on. The testator didn't already die, so the will is in full effect. When? Right now. What's the will? That it be on earth just like it is in heaven.
Yeah.
That earth be a colony of heaven. Like Pastor Arlene always say, man, in our conference line, man, where we do prayer, man, on Wednesdays from 12 to 1, and Bible studies, man, on Saturdays from 3 to 4. But you always read, man, Revelation, man, chapter 21. Hallelujah. She always read that. And boy, you know, and what I take out of the most, boy, I'm talking about that kingdom, man, and it went that new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That new earth. Hallelujah, boy. I'm talking about coming back. What? That's the full will of God. What that is? Yeah. The new Jerusalem. Who is that, boy? That's all of us who have gone up to heaven, man, you know, after we leave these physical bodies, man. And then, boy, the end result is we coming back to a new earth. doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna be a different planet or nothing like that. I mean, you know, the systems, the worlds, the operations. Hallelujah. But of God's will gonna be on this earth. Instead of on the earth like it is now, it's gonna be a new earth. Ain't nothing gonna be going on the earth but what's going on in heaven. Hallelujah. Earth's gonna be a colony of heaven, boy. And everything that God is doing, even man from the fall of man all the way up until right now, is for the reestablishment of that up on this earth. Glory to God. What? The will of God. What's the will of God? That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. How is God going to accomplish his will? Through you and I. That's why he called us mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. He didn't call us to establish religion and to build our churches and our ministry. All, like Apostle Robert said, all them things going to be added unto us.
Yeah.
All we got to do, boy, is build God's kingdom and God's will, you know, and come to the knowledge of that and proclaim that. That's why I say the subject matter to all our messages, man, ought to be that, man. Why? Because that's first. That's priority one. But
yeah.
What, man? That boy, I'm done. My God wanted to be in our lives here on earth like it is in heaven. And he who have begun that good work that he started in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he's going to complete that. It don't matter, man, what's going on the earth right now, man. That ain't can't nullify, man, what have gone forth out of the mouth of our God. His counsel going to stand. Isaiah 46 says, fix this in your heart. I'm God, and ain't nothing like me, glory to God. Why? I declare the end from the beginning, and my counsel going to stand. What they're literally saying is God say, I'm finished with your life first. Hallelujah. And then I start you on course toward the destination that's already set for your life. What's the destination that's already set for our lives? That it's going to be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven, glory to God.
Yeah.
And we're going to reign in heaven. Watch this. We're going to reign in heaven, but we're going to reign in heaven on earth. That's why I told you, boy, every time we come together, Pastor Lee read that scripture, boy, what he say, I saw the new earth. Hallelujah. And I saw the Jerusalem, the holy city, the city of peace, where there's no more turmoil, no more problem like what it is here on the earth now. Hallelujah. What's the new Jerusalem, boy? It's on earth like it is in heaven. How God's going to accomplish that? Through us, through his people. That's it. That's always been his plan, to establish his governing influence of his territory, like Apostle was saying, boy, a king without a territory, man, what? In a territory without a king, what? That don't even exist.
That's right.
And, man, God going to establish that, man, but his plan of establishing that, what? His territory, what's his territory? The earth. The Bible says the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
It's the Lord. The pattern of operation, the world, all those who dwell therein, it's the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
And boy, I'm talking about, listen, if we stop trying to get God in on what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then, man, allow God to incorporate us in on what he's doing, I'm going to say that again. If we stop trying to get God in on what we're doing, then listen, what we're doing can be good things. Many are the plans in a man's heart. But it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail. What's the purpose of the Lord? That it be on earth like it is in heaven. Glory to God.
Yes.
And when it's all said and done, we're going to have that. That's what, man, again, I keep referring to that. A pastor earlier and be reading the chapter in Revelation chapter 1. Because that's what it's saying. That's the end. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming back to the earth. And, man, and it's going to be on earth like it is in heaven. And, boy, this is what I like the most about that passage of scripture that she be reading. That, man, I'm talking about the dwelling place of God going to be with the sons of man. He's going to be with us. We ain't going to be with him in his territory. He's going to be with us on our territory. And our territory going to be just like his territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's our responsibility to come to the knowledge of that and help one another come to the knowledge of that so that we can get in on our God-given purpose and destiny. And that was that. Boy, to allow God, through us, his family of sons, called mankind, to establish that up on the earth. Hallelujah. And boy, that's an honor, and that's a privilege, glory to God, to be a part, man, of the church, man. I ain't not talking about the Christian churches. And I ain't talking about the Christian people. I'm talking about be a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. His called out ones to continue on in what he doing and what he came to the earth to do. You know, he got the victory. Now he called us, man, and equipped us and called us his church and give us the keys and the secrets of the kingdom of God for a purpose. So that now we don't have to get the victory. The victory already been won. The kingdom of God is already here. What we got to do now is enforce the victory. Glory to God. We ain't got to try to get the victory. All we got to do is enforce the victory. What? In every area of our life, that we are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious in every area of our life. But we got to come to the mind of that. And how is God going to establish that through us? More through that Holy Spirit that live on the inside of us. And so that, man, we can decree and declare that. Hallelujah. Not with our own wisdom and understanding, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that's going to do the work. He just need a body to do it through. Spirits on the earth without bodies don't have no authority. That's why we the body of Christ. Why? So that we have the same authority that Christ had on the inside of him. And he always said this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to do what I do, say what I say, have what I have, be who I am. Hallelujah. What's that, boy? That's that anointing of the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit got to have? A body to do it through. But that's why when Jesus left, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him. But when he left, he sent that same Holy Spirit, man, to you and I. For what purpose? To lead and guide us into the truth, the reality of everything that Jesus Christ came to do, what he brought to this earth, the kingdom of heaven. What the Holy Ghost job is? To lead us into the fullness of it, the reality of it. Until we all, man, be a fixed, predictable image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A pastor and apostle, you know, if you have anything else to say, you know, the message of God's people, you know, I just turn it back over to y'all for the next, you know, 6 or 7 minutes, you know, and then we close out in prayer, you know. Hey, and so I put it back in y'all hands, you know, to put the icing on the cake of what the Spirit of the Lord is sharing with us today on this radio broadcast. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for everything that's transpired and everything that God is doing in the midst of his people these last and evil days. We realize that this is a wake-up call for all believers, that we have to fully trust God in our every situation. And we just have to realize that God got us, y'all.
Yes.
He got us. Yes. God got this thing. He got our back, so we don't have to worry. We know we have concerns. Like the man in the Bible said, Lord, I believe, help me with my unbelief.
Yes.
But God want us to know that if I provide for a raven, if I provide for the old patriarch back then, I got you in this 21st century. So just keep faith and trust in God and continue to build God's kingdom because the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.
Yes,
and so just wake up in the morning, thank God like you always do, and say, now, Lord, what can I do this day to please you?
Yes, Lord.
What can I do this day? Not worrying about tomorrow. Because it did tell his disciples, don't worry about for tomorrow, because tomorrow take things for itself.
Yes.
Just ask him, what can I do today
to
add on to your kingdom? And always remember that we have a kingdom that we will be going to hereafter.
Yes, Lord.
You know, to possess our inheritance, as Pastor Arthur was saying. And that's all that good God had put on my heart right there. And once again, to just acknowledge that we're having on October the 4th, 2025 at 3 p.m. at Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909, Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana. It's near the Case Tractor Shed, right over here by the overpass. That's where we're located at, that we'll be having our annual fellowship. All other churches are invited. We have other people coming out. We had a glorious time the last time, you know, and everything, the worship was good, the word was good, and even the food be good, you know. So we just thank God that your spirit can get filled and our natural body can receive some nourishment as well. So Once again, we can be reached. That's Pastor Alina Ronald Edison at 318-359-7892. That's 318-359-7892 or 337-441-1665. That's 337-441-1665. You're welcome, and hope to see some new faces this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to leave you with this. In Matthew 24:31, it said, "And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Notice, God has his own elect that'll be with him in heaven, his chosen ones, because sin cannot go up there, or sin cannot go to that holy Jerusalem that Pastor Arthur just started talking about. And he says in verse 34, he said, "Verily I say unto you, this generation," talking about us, "shall pass away, but all these things will be fulfilled." So no matter whether or not we live right or we live wrong, all of this stuff will be fulfilled, because God will honor his word.
Yes,
he said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words shall not pass away."
Yes,
so
Lord,
Jesus is that word.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the first face you see when you open your eyes, and the last face you'll see when you close your eyes. So like Joshua said, you choose this day who you will serve, whether it be God or whether it be this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Back
amen.
To you, Pastor.
Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, listen, radio audience out there, you know, hey, listen, I thank God for all the ministries that are out there, you know. Hey, listen, you know, it don't matter, man, where they are in their relationship, but those whose hearts are sincere toward God, you know, and design, man, to flow in the will of God and everything else. I'm not talking about the false ones out there, man. I'm talking about those whose hearts are really tending toward God, you know. They might not know everything. Listen, none of us know it all. You know, everything that we know, it's just a drop in the bucket compared to a drop in the bucket by the side of this galaxy. Everything that we know, that's how much it is that we know compared to how much it is to know. All of us. That's why Paul says we have not yet apprehended yet. It's just a drop in the bucket compared to all there is to know, a bucket by the side of this galaxy. But God is leading us into the knowledge and the reality of it, and we're growing in that grace, you know. So I would encourage you, you know, to in fact, first of all, I can say thank you, you know, for allowing the Holy Spirit to usher you into aboard this broadcast and this ministry. And I need just once again for you to know the purpose of it, so that you might be edified, so that you might be filled up with the knowledge of God's will, the knowledge of God's Son, unto a perfect man, so that you might know the truth, and the truth might set you free, hallelujah, from everything that you need setting free from. It don't matter what it is. What's going to set us free? The truth. In fact, the truth has already set us free. And as we come to the knowledge of it, then we walk on out of bondage. We walk on out of darkness. We walk on out of ignorance of not knowing, man, who God really is and what he's really doing and his plan and purpose for our lives, on into the marvelous life. And Jesus Christ came, boy, and begun his ministry. More right before he begun his public ministry, boy, that was a statement that was said, man, in Matthew chapter 4. He said, "The people who sit in darkness saw great light." Glory to God. He said, and from that time forward, Jesus began to publicly declare, that's what preach means, but the gospel of the kingdom. Why? Because the people were sitting in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting on a kingdom to come, a physical kingdom to come. They were waiting on a Messiah. come and establish the kingdom of God on earth, but they didn't have clarity and understanding of how God was going to do it. And it wasn't like we always quote, it's not by power nor by might, but everything that God is doing, man, is by his spirit. And the material that his spirit needs to do it is the word of God. And the instruments through whom God has designed to give the Holy Spirit that material, which is Jesus, the word of God, is you and I. Hallelujah. And as you and I begin to proclaim that, you know, we know very little about the kingdom of God, especially in our church, especially in Christianity, even in Western theology. You know, man, you know nothing little about the kingdom of God. Yeah. Boy, that's our assignment, man, to come up on here, man. It's like a little leaven. Hallelujah. But boy, I'm talking about, boy, it'll affect a whole bushel of meal. What's the bushel of meal? That's this earth and this world that we live in, that's up on this earth. What's the leaven? That's the gospel of the kingdom. And boy, when that leaven is put into this field, what, this earth, and all the world that's up on this earth, that's why Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And cast out devils and heal the sick. He said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. Glory to God. So again, you know, it's an honor and a privilege for us that God will use us, would allow us to come up on this radio broadcast, boy, and just share with you all out there under the sound of our voices, boy, the good news about God's kingdom. And I encourage you to know that, hey, man, you know, you tune into that. And yeah, as you grow in the knowledge of that, then you be that leaven that'll go out and influence this earth with the kingdom of God and the will of God for our lives. Even your churches and your congregations and your families and your circle of influence. But go and be an influence. Hallelujah. Go influence them, man. Let me tell you something. Name them, and what you need to influence them is the Holy Ghost. And what the Holy Ghost needs to do to work with is the gospel of the kingdom. So that don't mean when I say, man, you know that all our messages are not good messages. We just need to come to the knowledge that, boy, we bring all our messages under the umbrella of the original message. Well, everything, all our messages, are means to one end. And that's this, the restoration of God's kingdom back on the earth. Listen, y'all, our time is up. Pastor and Apostle, I thank y'all for being out here with us and sharing, you know, to God's people, like Pastor earlier said, what God will share with us and have us to share with them, you know. And all of those who are out there in radio land, listen, if we could ever be of any assistance to you in you growing in the knowledge of God's kingdom upon the earth, then you can contact us also at Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry, located in Bunker, Louisiana, too, at the area code 713-870-3776. That's area code 713-870-3776. Before I close, I would like to say, you know, hey, if you get a chance to come and visit with Apostle and Pastor Earlene, man, at the location that they gave y'all. If you need any information, you can call either of those three numbers, the number that they gave you or the number to this ministry. And it will be a great help to you and assisting you in doing that. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I, my family, my children, man, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And our greatest desire for all our lives is God's best for our lives. And this is God's best for our lives, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. It's always an honor and a privilege and a joy to minister to y'all through these radio broadcasts. We love you. God love you. And be blessed. Be empowered. Be influenced, and be who God says you are. Have what God says you have, and do what God says you can do. And you can do that, and have that, and be that way, because you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Listen, God bless you. We love you. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be a further